A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Hey, Coach Jay Long with us for our Tuesday radio show and weekly podcast as we talk CSC football. Coach, glad you're able to make it into studio here this Tuesday once again. Another fun week to get things started as another victory for Shadron State on Saturday. Guys really took care of business against South Dakota Mines, a 37-22 victory on the road under the lights. Quite a different ball game than the usual one we have in this matchup. A low-scoring first half. It was just 9-3 Eagles at the break. Talk about that first half and what you saw and how different that was from what we've seen between these teams in the past.
You know, Dave, I really just thought it was just a totally, you know, a great team win. In the first half, you know, offense came out and we were struggling a little bit to what they did for adjustments. Our offensive line was having trouble protecting our quarterback. And so offensively, we had to lean on the defense that first half. And I thought our defense really stepped up and you know, had a great game. There was a lot of guys that on our defense that had great games. One thing that I'm really proud of is our D-line accounted for over 20 tackles amongst that group of guys. And that hasn't happened for us for a while, where the D-line is dominated up there. So that was a really good thing for us to be able to build upon going into this week. I also thought Gabe Perkins came in, and you know, his role just keeps increasing more and more, and he had a huge day statistically wise. And I know that the stats from South Dakota School Mines are a little bit messed up, but when we went and did ours on Sunday, he had a day. Gabe had a really nice day. Also, Travis Wilson, I think he had one of his best games of the year. He had a kickoff return for 34 yards. He had an interception, really stood out. And then Jeremiah Gutierrez had a big day also. Was all over the field, had some big hits. And then Bobby Peel provided a huge hit, spark play on defense, and then also got another pick. So, you know, I thought early on in the game we had to lean on our defense, and then when second half came out, South Dakota School Mines got a couple drives on us, and our offense answered, and then the offense, you know, started moving, and which allowed us, you know, to score a lot of points. And then I thought at the end be able to run the ball real well. I think we ran the ball for over 200 yards, I think it was like 210 or something like that. And then special teams, I thought we dominated on special teams, which is something that we want to, you know, do every week.
Yeah, all around a terrific, well-rounded football victory for your team. And you brought up some of the defensive guys that made those big plays. Bobby with 3 interceptions in 3 games now. He was fun to talk to on the post-game show. And, you know, he's been such a big factor for you. And that hit you brought up, it looked good and clean and hard to me. I know the fans were kind of upset with it. There's no replay. But, you know, he's kind of one of those enforcer guys you got back there now, like a Ryan Wood, like a Zach James, that can really be kind of an intimidating hitter, as well as a ball hawk getting interceptions. I mean, that's pretty special.
Yeah, I just think he's a football player, and he's all over the place, and brings great energy to the defense. He's been a real great spark for us on our team, and really, really happy for him. I mean, he's a kid, fun kid to be around, and he's fun to be on our team, I'm really glad he's on our team. He's a good kid.
Boy, the Travis Wilson kickoff return, I think he took the entire Mines team like 15 or 20 yards on his back towards midfield. Is there a little danger of Cole and some of these guys not being able to return kicks anymore? Are you going to stick Travis back there?
I think one of the things that we talked about was we have a play where Cole comes in motion and took the quarterback sneak and got a one yard for us to get that first down.
Yes.
And he's vying for that spot. You know, he asked for a private meeting to see if we can get him in on our short yardage plays, but that was an outstanding play. And he also, we felt he got a face mask on it, so I mean that would have even been added on 15 more yards. So but he had an outstanding day. It was real fun to watch him on that kickoff return for sure.
Yeah, Travis was great on Saturday. Coach Long in with us on our Tuesday radio show and podcast, breaking down the win over South Dakota Mines. One other cool stat, I know that the numbers are a little bit messed up, but you know, just 58 yards allowed in the first half by the Shadron State defense, and I think that one's pretty well right on some of the problems with stats happened in the second half. But let's move to the second half now, Coach. Real sequence I thought was pretty important. I want to get your thoughts on. Mines goes on a 9-play, 75-yard, 4-minute drive to start the second half. They tie it up 9-9 at their place. Halloween night, momentum's in their favor a bit. Then your defense blocks the extra point to keep it tied. Travis gets that kickoff return we just talked about, and then in 2 plays, you get a gorgeous catch in the end zone by Jahani Wright. Looked like Tavon Wright down there making that catch, going up and grabbing it. Was fantastic. That four-play sequence that was in there, do you feel like that was a difference in the game?
You know, Noah came through there and blocked that field, that extra point, and that was huge. And we tried to scoop and score, but we actually, you know, kicked it out of bounds. But, you know, I thought that four-play was, you know, a big change point in the game. It provided a spark for us. Another change point in the game was, you know, we got Jalen Starks involved with the run game there in that second half. There was a point in the game where we were probably on the 20-yard line going in, and we ran an inside run play, and Jalen ran right up the middle, and two of mine's defenders got injured on the play. And I really felt like that was when there was another turning point, when like, all right, let's go out and be physical and finish drives. And then a couple plays later, he's in the end zone. So I thought that was also another driving point to say, all right, this game's now in our hands. But, you know, I will tell you this, at the end, South Dakota School Mines kept playing hard, and they're playing to the very end. So, you know, their hats off their coaches for that, but I think that those couple series were really big for us on you know, getting that lead and being able to hold that lead.
Jalen had a huge play too, jumping over a defender, hurdling a guy, and he's listed 245, but he's probably about 270 right now, isn't he? I mean, what an athletic running back who, with five touchdowns now, he's emerged as your number one ball carrier.
We've got just a great combination in that running back room. We've got Jalen, who's got the power, and he can run guys over, get those tough yards. I've not been really happy with my offensive line in our third and down and short situation. But Jalen's been making us make us look good on it. So that also helps, just having that power of him. And then Chris Busby, it took him a year to get his legs back underneath him, and he now on Saturday ran like we knew he could. And his speed is and power is really a great addition in that room. And then also Jaden Cox, man, what a spark player, spark plug. I know you and I have talked about him after every game, but after the stats were done, he just was under 100 yards on 10 carries. So that was an outstanding job by him, and he provided a great spark for us, that big run play. And so you got the size of Jalen, you've got the speed and the power of Busby, and then you got the elusiveness in the scat back of Jaden. So I really like our room right now with that.
Yeah, Jaden, just a true freshman as well from Wyoming, Jackson Hole, exciting player. I really like the comp you gave for him as the Cody Paul or Stevin Brown type. Those guys are so valuable in the Shadron State offense as that running back Mill just keeps on churning them out. Elijah Miles, a terrific back, opting out this year, but of course, part of the team. He'll be coming back too. So defenses are really going to have to consider this running game as we move forward. Coach Long with us on the show. And Jay, just when we led up to the game, we talked about playing a team twice in one season. Now that you've actually played a team twice in one season, what was it like to play a team a second time?
I think the first thing that just pops in my head is that I'm just glad we got to have the game. That's with this year and everything being so weird, I was glad to get it. The second part was when it was done, there was it felt like relief when you win the first one. We got to go into the game and protect that, where the other team doesn't really have a lot to lose. And I thought that South Dakota School Mines in the beginning played really hard, and I played the whole game hard. And whenever you play a team twice, the mindsets are different, you know, of our 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids in South Dakota School Mines room. They're saying, hey, if we do this, we would have won. We would have scored these points. This would change the game. We're in our room as we're trying to talk, all right, let's dominate the line of scrimmage. We need to do this. But, in that back of the head, our young kids are still kids, and they know that we had a good game against them the first one. But I was really proud that we did put together two good games against them. And, over the years, I started coaching in 2000. Early on, when we were in NAI at Black Hills State, we played South Dakota School Mines. I bet you added the 10 times I played them, I bet we played them twice at least five or six times. And it was hard to beat either team two times in 1 year. So I was really glad to get away with that win, keep that trophy at our house for the next year.
You knew that the adjustments and things would come that second matchup. One of the things that looked like they did really well was taking away Chad and Cole at receiver, at least not letting them have those huge 150-plus type of games. What did you see out of the defense on how they controlled those two guys?
You know, they bracketed Cole, which means they had two players on him at all times. And one of the things that what that does is that frees other people up. Other thing that Cole had a lot of success with was our fly sweeps. And in the game, Baylor Hayes had a huge catch on a we faked fly sweep, and then we threw play action off of it. And because they were all worried about Cole, there was two guys covering him on following Cole around. And then also on the goal line, we ran a fly sweep on the goal line the first game where we scored a touchdown with Cole. And this time we ran the fly sweep and we gave the zone, and Busby walked into the end zone. So, you know, those guys made a decision that Cole wasn't going to have a 200-yard game on him, and so they bracketed him. And then also that also then freed up where Johnny was manned up on Johnny, and Johnny ended up having a big day. And those are things that, you know, good teams do, is if they try to take away one thing, then that gives us an advantage on another.
Coach Long on our Tuesday radio show and weekly podcast talking CSC football. Before we get into the UNK stuff and the fun coming up this weekend, let's look at your offensive line a little bit here, Coach. You guys are dealing with some issues at right guard, some right tackle, basically the right side of that line with injuries, COVID precautionary things over the last few games. It's really forcing you guys to have to shuffle some things around and get some guys some new opportunities as well.
Dave, this year has been very, very unique, and you know, I tell our guys all the time, this is going to make us a better team, because when one guy goes down, then the next guy gets those reps in those games, and develops them to make them better for next year when we go into our conference play and we're playing, you know, for postseason and those type of things. And I will tell you, as a coach, you know, you're constantly having two deep things. When we were at Mesa, we were on our four stringer. Not on the O-line, but at our wide receiving core, and we had to constantly move things around, and it's going to make us a better team. It's going to make us better coaches and those things. But when you are living it in the moment, it is tough. But I will tell you this: it's going to make us a better team in the long run, and hopefully this week we're going to be closer to full. Well, I'll be able to tell you on Saturday more on where we're at with our team then.
All right, let's look ahead, Jay. You said it in the post game. We're moving on to Kearney. You were really excited about getting a few thoughts out on UNK. I know you love this matchup. Obviously, the fans do too. And so it is UNK week. Just can you put into words your excitement level?
You know, as an alumni of a guy that's wore the jersey, and I also wrestled here, and the Kearney rivalry was very real back in the 90s. I will tell you that we really, really, it was a great rivalry, and it's probably one of my greatest times or memories at Shattern State was playing the Kearney games and or going wrestling against Kearney, and I'm really excited just to play them. Like I said, that'd be the best way to put it. Excitement levels through the roof. Plus, I have a lot of buddies calling me about the game and stuff like that, so that's also pretty cool.
I'm sure that it's going to be a good crowd there, Shattern State folks, people listening, watching, all amped up for this game. Do you have a UNK game week memory or anything you want to share right now that kind of sticks out from your history with these guys?
You know, Dave, that was one of the things on the bus when I was riding home from South Dakota School of Mines I was thinking in my head, like, what do I need to tell him a Kearney experience?
Yes.
And I can tell you that the first thing that just pops in my head is that, you know, we played him in 1996, and I was a redshirt freshman on the sideline, and I was from South Dakota. I didn't really realize what the rivalry meant, and we hadn't played Kearney, so it's a lot like right now. We hadn't played Kearney in about 10 to 15 years before that. But they had dominated us early on in the series in the 80s and 70s and those type of things. And I just remember how the coaches were acting and how excited they were to finally play Kearney. And the reason was that we recruit against them all the time and in-state. When they've changed conferences now, and at that time they would also were just coming into our conference and those type of things. And I remember thinking very vividly, like, oh, this is awesome, this is what rivalry week is. And then we won that first game in 96, and then I think the next memory just pops in my head is that we beat them every time that we got to play them in my 4 years here. And the second round of this series, you know, from the 96 on, I think we've played them, we've won 10 out of the last 16. So They right now have got the last couple wins, and we're excited as heck to go out and play them because we know it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a physical game, and it's going to be really fun to go out and play the in-state rivals again.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about all the stories and things this entire week leading up to it. Con Marshall's going to come in tomorrow on our Sports Journal and give us so many fun notes and stories and just talk tales of CSC UNK. Going to be great, fans, so invite you to tune into that. We'll have more with Jay on the pregame show involving those things too on Saturday. But we'll finish up our program here tonight, Jay, with actually looking at the team you're going to face on Saturday just a little bit. Totally different style of offense than you normally see. How are you guys setting up practice and preparation for your guys?
You know, they threw the ball, I think it was either 10 or 15 times against Pitt State. So they're primarily a run team, and their quarterback is their dynamic special player on their team. And when you look at them, they got a big offensive line. Their quarterback's a running quarterback, and then I think they got some really nice running backs. And when you look at what we're doing, you know, as practicing wise, is, you know, we're putting our running backs on as quarterbacks in the run period, and just to be able to, you know, try to get the same speed that guy has as close to it as we can. But that's really one of the biggest things right there is on defense that we've been putting running backs at quarterback to be able to mimic their running scheme. Before I saw film on them, I thought they were more like a Navy type or an Air Force type or an Army type of option team, and they're not. They do run some zone scheme, some gap scheme, but you know they just have really a dynamic a quarterback that can really run the ball, and their head coach is also an offensive line coach, so their offensive lines coach real well. So you know we've really got to work on our run fits, and I know I said this last week. You know, we got to tackle Ahmad Lewis, but this week we really need to make sure we continue to tackle and get those guys down.
We'll get into the heavy details of it right before the game on Saturday and look at the matchup with CSC and UNK. A great early week thoughts, Coach. Thanks for coming in this week. Enjoyed visiting with you once again, and looking forward to UNK on Saturday. It'll be my first CSC UNK experience as well, and I can't wait.
You know, Dave, I guess it's really exciting to go play Kearney again, and I know our guys will be excited for it, and all the fans will be a fun game to tune into, whether it be Dave's broadcast or be able to go to the game. We appreciate everybody, and go Eagles!
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.